I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, stop making sense. What do you say when there are no words? What do you mean when to arrive at meaning means you've missed the point? There's a shared thread through popular music that cuts across styles and transcends generations, where the only principle seems to be stop trying to grasp the principles. Or as Jelly Roll Morton said in a famous 1938 field recording,
"What does scat mean?"
Scat doesn't mean anything but just something to give a song a flavor.
It was Louis Armstrong who put the form on the map in 1926, the idea of voice as a play on instrument. From there, it spread like a 5-octave vocal range. Duke Ellington put Gertrude Baby Cox on one of his recordings in 1928. Then came the Boswell sisters in 1930. By mid-century, we hear the prior generations emulated by vocal greats like Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. The old lady did the bumblebee. In jazz, the form can feel refined and poetic, with the rhythms of Slim Gaillard swinging like a metronome for the Beat Generation. The rock and roll era takes the idea and turns it to loopy waves of chaos, an act of catching delirium in the mirror. There's the Chips from 1956, the Trashmen from 1963, and the 5678s doing a retro vibe in 1994. Then there's Adriano Celentano, an Italian artist from the 70s who guessed correctly that he could make any old gibberish a hit if it sounded like American pop. Stand at a certain distance, and there's an abstract art quality to it all. Like gazing before a giant Jackson Pollock canvas, or reading Dadaist poetry. If the world doesn't make sense, if things don't add up, why suggest otherwise? This 1980 track is considered a gateway into such thinking for Talking Heads, which culminated in their goated concert doc 4 years later. Stop making sense! Stop making sense! Stop making sense! Making sense! Across genres, there's also a generational backlash happening, with young telling old, "Oh, you don't understand me, huh? Well, I'll show you just how much."
One more day, smell like burn.
You hear it in Nirvana, railing against the polished corporate rock of the late 80s and early 90s. And you hear it in 2010's hip-hop, with mumble rappers like Playboi Carti shrugging off the need to be a lyrical miracle word wizard. Sometimes what hits the hardest is the juxtaposition of the two, sense and nonsense, in stark relief. Not an either-or, but a both. Take Minnie Riperton in 1974.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful.
Pure and simple language, followed by that which can only be expressed without words. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.